Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
I'm Daniel, and today we're going to talk about an exciting new development in machining solutions for scroll compressors.
I see. So, Daniel, can you explain what a scroll compressor actually is and why it's important for electric vehicles?
Absolutely. A scroll compressor is used to increase the pressure of the refrigerant in the thermal management system of electric vehicles.
Right, thermal management is crucial for batteries, isn't it?
Exactly. In the summer, batteries need to be cooled, and in the winter, they need to be heated. The scroll compressor helps regulate that temperature.
Wow, I didn't know that. So how does the scroll compressor work exactly?
It has two spirals, an orbit and a fixed scroll, that move eccentrically to one another, compressing the refrigerant between them towards the center.
That is so cool. And this is where MAPAL comes in, right?
Yes, MAPAL has defined the scroll compressor as a focus component in the field of electromobility.
What kind of machining solutions are they providing?
They have very high demands with respect to machining quality and quantity. The form of the scroll's spirals and perpendicularity have very tight tolerances, sometimes less than 20 micrometers.
That sounds extremely precise. What's required for the surface finish?
An average roughness depth in the single micrometer range is required for the flawless functionality of both spirals in relation to one another.
So the machining process must be highly specialized. Can you walk us through it?
The process involves milling the surfaces of the spiral shapes, as well as the top and base surfaces. The pre-machining process already comes very close to the final contour.
And what about the finish machining?
A stepped milling cutter provides the finish for the face surface and spiral shapes. In a single stroke, the tool moves inwards, turns around at the innermost point with the smallest radius, then moves outwards again along the other side.
That seems quite complex. What about the tool life and efficiency?
MAPAL has developed a cutting edge for milling that can provide the required precision of form and achieve a long tool life.
How long does the tool last?
A MAPAL finish milling cutter can manage more than 2,000 parts made of the aluminium alloys and AL-C12, which are the most prevalent currently.
That's impressive. What about the different levels of solutions they offer?
MAPAL proceeds schematically in their project design according to the basic, performance, or expert classification.
What's the difference between those classifications?
Basic solutions are standard tools for producing and testing initial prototypes. Performance solutions use special tools with contour geometries for the component.
And the expert solutions?
Expert solutions concentrate on the longest tool lives for maximum processing efficiency in large series, using special coatings. A tool with three cutting edges and diamond coating represents the top of the line for high silicon content alloys.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, as a full-range supplier, MAPAL maps the entire process, including cycle time calculation and cutting data.
What's included in the tool package?
The tool package includes not only the milling cutter for machining the spirals, but also all the other tools for the compressor.
And the clamping device?
MAPAL offers the corresponding clamping device depending on the machine and spindle connection. The hydraulic chuck HSKE is the first choice here.
That makes sense. What about future developments?
MAPAL keeps an eye on future developments, such as new refrigerant specifications in the EU that could replace R1234 IF coolant with propane or CO2.
What impact does that have on the compressor components?
CO2 in particular has substantial effects on the component. The displaced volume becomes much smaller and the pressure increases significantly.
That's quite a change. What materials would be affected?
Current developments point to the use of grey cast iron or spheroidal cast iron as the material of choice for the scroll spirals.
And how does that affect the machining process?
It would correspondingly affect the machining process and tool concept. With its wide range of products and technology expertise, MAPAL is ideally positioned to react to these developments quickly.
That's reassuring. So what does this mean for the industry?
It means that with its application-specific process solutions, MAPAL can support the industry through these transitions and continue to provide high-quality machining solutions.
That's a great summary, Daniel. It seems like MAPAL is really leading the way in this field.
Absolutely, their expertise in machining solutions for scroll compressors is crucial for the advancement of electric vehicles and thermal management systems.
Thanks for joining me today, Daniel. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
We'll be back next week with more updates from the aerospace industry.
Until then, stay informed and keep flying high.
Goodbye.